morning. It is Monday, September the 16th of 2024. The time is 8:07. Currently, partly cloudy skies out there. A few clouds, a little bit of sunshine as well. Temperature of 61 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up this morning at 8:20, we will welcome back to the program meteorologist Brittany Merlot. She was out last week, a bit under the weather, has not been back, in fact, since a week ago Thursday. She was off on the Friday as she went up north to have some fun, then got under the weather last week. Actually, was pretty bad under the weather, but the good news is she is back. She will be with us at 8:20 a.m. to see whether or not this above-average temperature run will continue here in north central Wisconsin. We have been well over the normal for a number of days in a row. Looks like today is going to be another very pleasant day here in the middle part of September. How long will it stay warm? We'll find out from Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:20. Then at 8:34 a.m., we'll be joined by Kristen Alfheim, candidate for the state Senate in District 18, also the former host of Rational Revolution, one of the weekend shows here on Civic Media and on 98.9 WXCO. She started that program, was doing a wonderful job with it, and then decided, well, got to try again for state office. She had run for office 2 years ago, and with the new lines being drawn, she decided to run for the state Senate in District 18 in the eastern part of the state this time around. Also, like myself, she is a member of the D.C. Everest class of 1989, so I knew her back when. She knew me back when. So it's been more than 35 years since we graduated Everest, but she's doing some wonderful work, and now we're looking to see if she can earn a spot in the state Senate in Madison starting for the next term in early 2025. So we'll talk about that candidacy, talk about what she's been hearing on the trail, and more with Kristen Alfheim, again, candidate for the state Senate. Coming up at 8:34. Then at 9:34 a.m., we'll be joined by members of the Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks to discuss events coming up as they share the architecture and history of the Wausau area. So, again, it'll be the first time we get a chance to talk to the Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. We'll have three different guests coming in to join us here in studio coming up in hour number two of the program at 9:34. So a pretty full start here this morning to open up the new work week here on 98.9 WXCO. But before we go any further, we need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, back at it. It was another nice weekend in north central Wisconsin. Were you able to take advantage of it at all?
I was. Saturday was really nice. It was a little humid on a Sunday, and a Sunday was actually kind of like a lazy Sunday, you know. I'm glad the Packer game was on. I'm happy that they won also. That's also a good thing. But not very too much going on this weekend. Kind of quiet, but it's actually nice because, you know, next weekend and going into next week will be the tech week for Center Stage. So nice to have a quiet day before I get pretty busy.
Absolutely. So yeah, we'll get an opportunity to talk about that program coming up a week from today, I believe, if I remember what I have on my calendar. Next week will be the show. We'll talk about it early next week here on this program. Talk to the director and talk to maybe a member or two of your cast that's involved in that. Again, it's a free show at the Grand Theater in Wausau. And again,
that's right.
If you've never had a chance to see a show at the Grand Theater, boy, you should take advantage of it. It's such a beautiful venue, such a beautiful place to be able to just take advantage of the arts here in central Wisconsin. Sometimes those shows can be a little bit expensive, but in this case, you get a chance to see some incredible talent, and you're able to also be able to go around and be able to actually, you know, experience the Grand Theater in Wausau. That is fantastic. So, again, we'll talk about that coming up next Monday as well. Also, want to let folks know that Civic Media has a new Text the Win contest that starts this morning. In fact, it's called the Go for the Green or Gold contest. And again, it's a contest where you need to have the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, make sure you do so. It's real easy. It's free. And it's also just a wonderful piece of technology. Be able to listen to any of the stations on the Civic Media radio network. Be able to listen in right here to a 98.9 WXCO wherever you are. Be able to, on a Friday night, listen to an alternate sports broadcast, because when we have a multiple number of games, which we do basically every Friday night during the course of the high school football season, if we have two games, you just listen to the game on the primary stream, and then on the Sports 2 stream, be able to easily go back and forth. And even some weeks we'll have three games on, where you have a game on the primary stream, a game on Sports 2, and a game on Sports 3 as well. So again, the Civic Media app is just a wonderful thing to have, and to make sure you're able to keep up to speed with everything that's going on, both here on 98.9 WXCO and on every station in the Civic Media radio network. But in this case, you need it to win. Not only to win great prizes, but also to win perhaps some cash. And starting today, again, the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. And we will be doing it four times a day here on Civic Media and on 98.9 WXCO. Make sure you tune in during the 7 o'clock hour. Tune in during the 11 o'clock hour when Jane is on with Matt and Era on Air. Tune in during the 1 o'clock hour when Todd Alba has his program on the air. And again at 4 p.m. During Dom Salvia's show. And you just heard it, in fact, a few minutes ago with Pat Kreitlow. In fact, he had forgotten about it in the first hour. He had supposed to be announcing it early on in the 7 o'clock hour, but he forgot it, and he didn't get it on until like 56, 57 after the hour. So they just played it for the first time. But basically, this contest, the grand prize, we play it four times an hour. Somebody wins either $100 cash or gold jewelry. That's how you get green or gold. The green is sometimes you win $100 cash. Other times you win the gold jewelry. Wow. So again, during the course of four times a day, you split it up. Twice it will be for cash. Twice it will be for jewelry. You don't really know which one it is, but you have to play every time. And again, somebody's going to either walk away with a little money or walk away with a beautiful piece of jewelry. And also, at the end of the contest, everybody that is a qualifier wins one of those, you know, those preliminary prizes will be part of the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December the 23rd against New Orleans.
I knew Packers tickets would be one of the prizes.
No. Green and gold tickets. We are not allowed to say anything like you just said.
Oh.
Please do not use the term where they play. Don't use the term what their team name is, because it's complicated, these contests. So we call them for this contest
the
green and gold. And everybody knows who the green and gold are. But again, it is the green and gold. And a chance for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay Monday, December the 23rd against New Orleans. So again, that's really a cool contest that begins today, goes through this week, and then goes through next week as well. So you got chances 5 days this week, four times a day. So that's 20 times 2, which is 40 different times to win either $100 cash or gold jewelry during these hourly contests. And then everybody that's part of it as well, everybody that signs up, actually, even if you don't win the hourly contest, if you send in the text with the keyword, you'll be part of the final drawing. So again, you may not win during the hourly portion of it, but you could still win the grand prize. So again, make sure you tune in at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. And what the host of the show will do is during that hour, normally near the beginning of the hour, and then I'll repeat it as well during the rest of the hour, they will announce the keyword for the hour. In fact, last hour, I can tell you what it was because this contest is now over for last hour, and this word will not be used again. And this word is, you know, if you send it now, you will not be part of the drawing. But last hour, the keyword was football. So all you have to do was open up the app, hit the text button, put in the word football. That's it. You don't have to put any message or anything like that. One word, football, hit send, and then you're part of the contest. So it's real simple. And every hour, again, four times a day, this week and next week, we'll be giving away either $100 or a jewelry giveaway. So next time you have a chance to play the contest will be at 11 o'clock. Jane Mantanera will announce the keyword and be ready to go. So again, even beyond this contest, it's wonderful to get that app. You need to get the app because we want you to be part of the show. In fact, I have not said our number yet, but the easy way to be able to contact us is through the app. You can send us an email. You can send us a phone call. You can send us a text. And just push the button on the Bull Falls Radio page of the Civic Media app. But if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, you can do it that way as well. All you have to do is give us a call or text. Same number, 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what's on your mind. Be part of the program as well. And we're very happy to have, again, part of our program, meteorologist Brittany Merlot. She'll be coming up next. Let us know about the weather forecast here early in the work week. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on that Civic Media app we were just talking about. So if you did not take advantage of that one-minute timeout and download the app, well, when we get to the bottom of the hour, we expect you to go and get that app, be part of our new Text to Win contest, and a whole bunch more. And also, again, you can join us by going to Facebook.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page, and then you'll be able to see a video stream of what we're up to here every morning on 98.9 WXCO. And if you are looking right now at our video stream, you're very happy to see the return of Brittany Merlot. Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, she has been off away for almost a week and a half, but I know you still have a little few sniffles there, but we're just thrilled to have you back.
Thank you so much. I am back. I made it, but I'm still on the struggle bus. But it's okay. It's okay. The weather calmed down. I put in a note last week. I was like, Mother Nature, be nice while I'm away. And she was, wasn't she?
Absolutely. I mean, again, it was one of those weeks where we've been well above normal weather-wise in terms of the temperatures. Did not have any significant rainfall. We had, I think, a little bit one evening, and that's about it. And we've been well above normal. We're already to the middle portion of September. And it, from what I can tell, looking outside right now, the way it felt when I was walking into work this morning, we're not going to have any change, at least here early this week, are we?
No, we're not. Staying well above average high temperatures, soaring about 15 degrees above, actually. Today, we're looking at highs of 85 degrees again. Feeling like summer, 10 degrees above what Chad wants and probably what I want, too. I'm over it. You know, I'm ready for the fall vibe. Some of those colors are starting to change on the trees. What, we've got the chairlift on Granite Peak now selling tickets, and that's all going soon. It's exciting stuff, but super hot. Did you see in the Packers game yesterday that throwing up right on the ball? Because probably it's too hot out to be playing football.
I tell you, and actually that's been interesting because we are now, what, 4 weeks into the high school season. We've had a few warm and even sometimes earlier humid Friday nights, and I've seen a lot of cramping up. You know, because yes, you have to make sure that you're fully hydrated, and not just by being hydrated the day of the game. Coaches always tell the players, you got to be preparing for days beforehand. And if you forget, you know, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you can't just start drinking on Friday and catch up. So I've been seeing a lot of that actually early on, and it's going to continue. But you're right. And as you think with the NFL, they would be on top of all of that. And the fact that the Packers center was having a little bit of a bad reaction to the heat says it all right off the top. But I did not see the actual action occur. I was watching, but somehow I missed that actual action. And I got to say, I'm happy I missed that particular action during the course of the game. When I tune in for a football game, that's not what I want to see. But you're right, though. I mean, it has just been amazing how warm it has been. Why has it been this warm for this long, I guess? Because often, sometimes, you'll see it warm, and then all of a sudden, you'll see some sort of system pass through, and things will cool off. But it's been consistently so far above normal. Is there any particular reason why we've seen it for such a long time?
Yeah, so there is, actually. It's hurricane season, right? Mm. So we had that tropical storm that made its way up into the Midwest. It brought us that cloudier weekend vibe. But, of course, it brought the heat and the humidity. Well, now that is gone. It's taking the humidity with it. But the heat is still here. And there's actually another tropical storm that's off on the East Coast. I think they're calling it number 8 right now. It has a chance to turn into a tropical system. But as it's moving up the East Coast, it's stalling a high-pressure system into Ohio, which is going to allow another high-pressure system to build into Missouri today. And those are not going to be moving as that system slides up the East Coast because it's holding everything still. So we are going to see continued sunshine in the nice portion of that pattern, the continued warmth as well, both today and tomorrow, into those mid-80s under abundant sunshine. Then we'll start to see them shift just a little bit. Temperatures will fall to the low 80s for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Then as that system moves off, starts to allow all the other systems off to the west to roll our way. That's when we're going to see a cold front head our way by Thursday night and into Friday morning. I think we're going to see some showers and storms then, and then potentially Sunday as well as those systems start to roll back through. And that's also going to be dropping our temperatures to Chad levels in those mid-70s.
Perfect. Yep. Yay. Perfect. Mid-70s. Perfect. So, but again, I mean, we were talking last week, you know, even if it's a little bit warmer than what I like, you still have to enjoy it. Because again, when you get to September, it can turn any time. I mean, we could literally have a 40 degree drop at any point, couldn't we?
We pretty much could. You know, I saw this funny thing on social media. It was like a meme or whatever they call those. And, you know, objects in the rear view mirror appear closer than they... Right, how does it go? The objects in the mirror appear closer than they really are. I don't know how it goes, but it's true. And it had winter in it. And it was just like you look in the side view mirror, the rear view mirror, and it was nothing but snow piled up and all of that. Like, it is around the corner. So soak up the warmth now, but stay hydrated, like you said. There's even those hydration packs, those liquid IVs, anything you can do to help add to that water intake. Take advantage of it. But soak it up because this is beautiful. Mid-September, mid-80s.
And finally, I guess, you know, for the very early part of this work week, what are the details?
All right. So beautiful sunshine, sunny all day today. Highs hitting about 85 degrees. Overnight lows falling to the upper 50s. We stay clear tomorrow, too. Highs at about 84 degrees. And for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm thinking 82 degrees, still sunshine, abundant. I don't see any clouds starting to mix in until Thursday night. And into Friday morning, we do have those chances of some scattered showers and storms. This will drop our highs on Saturday to the upper 70s. We'll be mostly cloudy there for the weekend. And some low 70s for Sunday.
Fantastic. Really, really good stuff indeed. And really good stuff to have you back. I know that it was a bit of a rough week last week, and I know it's not fun. I know that much, but I'm just glad to have you back. And I know everybody else is glad to have you back as well. And so let's keep you healthy, all right?
Thanks, Chad. Yes.
Have a great day and catch you tomorrow.
Take care,
Brittany. Bye.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Again, joins us every weekday at 8:20 here on the program. Right now, in downtown Wausau, a few clouds out there, temperature of 61 degrees. Winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour. The dew point is 59, relative humidity of 93%. The barometer at 30.18 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we have ourselves an information update. News, weather, sports, get you up to speed on everything going on at the top and the bottom of every hour here on Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO. And then after that, coming up at 8:34, just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Central Wisconsin native, but off doing good work in the eastern part of the state and now running for the state Senate. We'll talk to Kristen Alfheim, again, the former host of Rational Revolution, but now back on the campaign trail. We'll talk about the issues, what she's hearing, and generally about some of the issues that we are focusing on as we are getting closer and closer, just over 7 weeks until Election Day. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And right now, we are very happy to welcome back to the program somebody that's been on this program both as a candidate for office, but also as a cohort here at Civic Media. She was the founder and the previous host of Rational Revolution, which was a fantastic weekend show on Civic Media, continues today. And that's a sign of a good program when you start something up that it's so good that you want to continue even when the original host leaves. But now running for the state Senate in District 18, a native here of the central Wisconsin area, a person who graduated high school with me back in the day from D.C. Everest, and always good to have back on the show Kristen Alfheim. And Kristen, hey, thanks for coming back on the program.
Absolutely. It's always a joy to talk to a fellow evergreen anytime I can.
It's funny. I was thinking about the fact, I think the last time I saw you in person was at the Civic Media holiday party last year. And it feels like that was like years ago, to be honest with you, because 2024 has just been so much going on. It just feels like back at the end of 2023, early 2024 may have been a long, long time ago. At that point, you were still with us. And then shortly thereafter, you decided that you were going to run here for this office, the state Senate, after running for office 2 years ago as well. I'm going to ask you a question that I asked the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz, about 10 days ago. I asked him, I said, you know, as he goes around talking to folks around the country in Wisconsin, that I get the sense here, just, you know, in terms of the sense that I get, that after almost 10 years of, I would call chaos and nastiness, that there is a sense out there that people are ready to turn the page, to have, if not, you know, a Shangri-La type of politics, at least more, in your terminology, rational politics. As you go around knocking on doors this time around compared to 2 years ago, do you sense a change in that direction?
I do. I mean, I think it was there 2 years ago. I think that it's desperately there now. You know, and when I talk to people, it isn't that we don't have issues. You know, we are feeling pain at our kitchen tables. There are costs that are up. We are dealing with many issues: the cost of healthcare, the cost of childcare, the cost of housing. Those are real issues. But beneath that, one of the things that I always talk about is the easiest thing to do in politics is to poke what hurts. It's the easiest thing to do. Anybody can walk around and say, aren't you feeling that pain? Pain, 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 pain. The question is, who's willing to say, all right, let's talk about what's causing it, and let's talk about what we can do to address it and make it feel better? And I think that's what people are desperately trying to get to right now. There's no denying that the costs in the grocery store are up, but if our farmers aren't making any more money, we're paying more money, where's the money going? And is our anger directed at the right place? Can we rationally track down what the issue is? It's not a supply issue. That's not the case. And if it's not supply and profits are sky high in the tiers in between the grocery store, the farmer, the grocery store, and us, then we can identify where the excess costs are and can we do something about it? And which party is actually making the effort? And I think that when we get down to having respectful conversations again, when we do listen, first we have to acknowledge there is pain out there, and then we can start talking about what the solutions are and see who's actually trying to help. And when we get down to the brass tacks of things, I think there's a clear difference this year, well, perhaps many times, but right now, without question, there is one party that is trying to talk about the solutions, which means investing in programs that make it better for everyone at their kitchen table. And there's one party that just keeps poking what hurts, and they're tired of it. The fire and brimstone method of politics is getting old for people. They want to talk about solutions. The expectation of change must take place. And I'll tell you, this all goes back to maps.
Yep.
In Wisconsin, Republicans are ticked off because they've been trying to bulldoze things through and it all gets vetoed. Democrats are ticked off because they've been locked in a cage and not even allowed to bring ideas to the table. Nothing has gotten done. So with maps, with a fair representation of who we are in Wisconsin, now the expectation of getting things done, of finding compromise, find things to move forward on and fix. This is what the people of Wisconsin are waiting for. Action.
You said the word ideas, and that's something I talk about quite a bit here, that for the system to work, you have to have battle of ideas, because like you said, there are differences of opinion or differences of platforms when it comes to different parties, and that's fine as long as you're able during a campaign or during a legislative session to battle the ideas. And I think as well, you hit it on the head, one of the I think the main casualties of the map issue that we've seen in this state for quite a long time right now is when you have seats that are safe, when you have seats that are basically battles for the nomination on the fringe, and then you have an overwhelming majority in the state legislature, whether the state senate or the assembly, then all of a sudden it becomes less about the ideas than about who you are. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was asked a question on an interview the other day, if I had a magic wand, what would I do? And the answer is I would take out all of the money out of politics, and I would absolutely make every candidate show up in person, do debates, do forums, do face-to-face, belly-to-belly contact, because people want to know who they're dealing with, not just the talking points. They want us to earn it, and honestly, they need a chance to understand who we are and what our values are, what our intentions are, and what our knowledge base is as we move forward. The reality is today, commercials tend to buy opinions. And if we could get rid of that, and if you add marketing, you add money to unfair maps, it becomes a chaotic situation that you can't get out of. And again, people just want action. My job in the state Senate is going to be, and I've told this to every group that I've met with, they're not allowed to leave my table without telling me both sides of the story. Mm. No matter what the group is, no matter what the industry is, it doesn't matter. They can come in and they're going to tell us why they want what they want. But you're not leaving unless you tell me the negative consequences of that choice, because there's always a negative consequence. If we could have every conversation that started with all of the facts, all of the sides of the story, we could then work through and find some version of it that actually is good for people, good for the economy, good for our fiscal bottom line. We can find the version of a plan that works. But it starts with respectful conversation, acknowledging that there are no one-sided conversations. It all has to come from both sides so that we can see the impact across the board. And then we make the best decisions together. In order to do that, you have to have balanced government so that you can have those discussions and move forward together. That is where we are finally, or we should be. If everybody shows up to the polls in November, we should have that this year for the first time in over a decade.
Again, we're talking to Kristen Alfheim, candidate for the state Senate in District 18 here on 98.9 WXCO. You mentioned money and politics, and here in central Wisconsin, we have a state assembly race that's basically in a district that is 49-49. I was looking at some of the, you know, you have some of these maps that actually tell you the partisan breakdown, and obviously with a 49-49, it becomes a very focused race for everybody in the state for both parties, and already we are seeing a lot of... I go home and I watch Pluto TV and I see our commercials for these, you know, political races, and it's not just for presidents, not just Senate, but now we're seeing a lot for the state assembly. I was curious, are you seeing a lot of commercials already from outside groups that are targeting your race? Because again, it's one of those races I think a lot of people are keeping an eye on in terms of potentially swaying which party is in control.
Yeah, absolutely. And someone's doing it for me right now. I don't even know. This is the reality of politics. You have your campaign, you have your state, you have the Democratic Party in my case, and we know what we're sending out. We know our mailers, we know all those pieces. And then you have outside groups. I believe there's a group called Wisconsin Initiative that is doing digital for me. And you can tell it's not mine because they're using a picture from about 3 years ago where I'm much heavier. I never would have picked that picture. But yeah, I mean, they're out there. But they're out there all over the place. Again, I like to do it face-to-face. I can't get my candidate to show up. They won't do the League of Women Voters forums. They won't do live things. That, to me, is a sign. When you will not show up in person under the gun, where someone's asking you a direct question, that usually implies there's either not a lot to say or what they say isn't going to be popular. Show up. Talk to people. Be real. Tell people who you are. And if you've got a great story, let them vote for you.
It feels like, again, when I think about what the state legislature has done recently, I can't come up with much. It shouldn't be that way. I really, if you were to put me on the spot and say, what did the last session of the state legislature do? I can't really come up with much. As you look forward, what do you want the state legislature to look like? I guess beyond, you know, you would hopefully you're there and maybe a lot more Democrats are there. What do you want to see happen in the next session? Because it feels like they have not done anything for a very long time.
Yeah, I think that's a true statement. And things have been done. They're just on issues that, honestly, the bulk of people are not focused on. We've not done anything on PFAS. We've not done anything on clean water. We've not done anything on properly funding our public education. We've not done anything. I shouldn't say that. They threw some crumbs at the municipalities when it came to revenue sharing. The bottom line is we have issues that have to be taken care of. And they're not going to disappear on their own. Investment is necessary. We have to absolutely take care of kids in this state. Children are society's infrastructure. Almost every problem that exists in any area would be better if we would help young people find success in our communities. I don't care where they're from. I don't care what they look like. The reality is giving kids an opportunity to find success is the best thing we can do to help Wisconsin be a place where you want to live, work, build a business, and play. We have to take care of that. We don't have billions of dollars in excess money for fun. We have it because the sales tax is up, because the costs are up. We have extra dollars coming in, and we are 40% behind in funding of our public education and our municipalities. People complain about potholes. It's not the potholes on the highways they're mad about. It's the potholes that are next to their house, the potholes in their small roads going down. Municipalities, the things that we rely on a daily basis are suffering. We have to rebalance the dollars so that we are actually taking care of the communities once again.
Isn't that for many, many years, you know, growing up in this state, been sort of the policy of the Republican Party, to be honest with you, to give more control to the municipalities, give them the opportunity to do things? And it feels as though for at least, since maybe post-Walker here, that it's been the opposite, where they've trying to control everything.
Yeah, it's funny. There's certainly a map in the strategy of the GOP. You know, for a long time at the federal level, their goal was to change around the state's maps, create a little gerrymandering situation, and then force things from the Fed down to the state's level. Now they have it at state control, but they won't give anything to the local levels. That's hypocrisy. You can't have it both ways. The reality is, by starving programs, you cause them to crumble. You cause them to have trouble. That causes the municipalities and the school districts to then have to increase their revenue via referendum, via property taxes, just for the GOP then to come around and say, see, we're wasting all this money and it's not working. It is a problem that was created in order for them to be able to talk about it. Well, what is the solution? The solution is rebalance the revenue. It's going to create a relief for every homeowner because you're not putting the stress of the schools and the municipalities on them. That, again, look for the solution and who's trying to talk about it and who continues to poke the wound. Poking the wound is not causing any positive change.
Kristen Alfheim, candidate for the state Senate in district number 18. Again, Chris, thank you for spending some time with us. I know it's a busy time. I would say enjoy the final 7 weeks of the campaign.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Chad.
You bet. Again, Kristen Alfheim, a former host of Rational Revolution as well, but back on the campaign trail in the eastern part of the state. We're going to come right back. The time is 8:48. I'm Chad Holmes. Monday morning. Hopefully your day is off to a great start. We'll have more in just a few moments here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks, Chad.
Serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, thanks to Kristen Alfheim, again, a candidate for the state Senate in District 18, a classmate of mine back in the day at DC Everest. It's always wonderful to see the folks that you grew up with that are doing good things. And again, it's been 35 years since I graduated high school, and to see folks that I did graduate with over on the other side of town, I would guess call it, over at by Weston and Schofield, over at DCE, doing very, very well and doing things that help our communities. And Kristen Alfheim is definitely one of those. Coming up at 9:34 this morning, we'll be joined by members of the Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. First time a chance to visit some of the members of that group to discuss events coming up. They share the architecture and history of the Wausau area. So, again, I'm looking forward to finding out a little bit more about the group and finding out a little bit more about that architecture and history of the Wausau area. That will be at 9:34 this morning here on the program. Also, you just heard a promo that we're looking for help here in our sales staff. And I want to kind of underline what you just heard on that promo. If you're somebody that has some sales experience or somebody that has maybe the abilities to learn sales and to maybe have some of those skills that are important in terms of talking to business and business owners about their sales and their promotion and their, you know, advertising, think about giving us a ring, giving me a jingle, giving me an email, because civic media, and I'm not just saying that because I'm here right now, I've been around the radio and broadcast business for a very long time. And civic media, and I've been here with Civic and the folks who are running civic media for the last 2+ years, and it has been really a joy. The people that I work with, the people that when I need something, you know, at corporate down in Madison, I've had no issues at all. They are very, very on top of everything. It's been, you know, interesting as well, because a lot of the, you know, the folks that are involved in the hierarchy of civic media are new to broadcasting. So they've been learning, but they've never come in and said, well, this is the way it should be done. They're willing to listen and to learn and have been just fantastic to work for. And the partnerships that I've been able to develop with everybody at Civic Media over the past couple of years have been fantastic. And this, I think, is a wonderful opportunity for those folks out there who may be thinking about doing something a little bit different. If you are somebody that's maybe thinking about making a change in career or making a change in your life and feel like, hey, maybe that is a position that I could thrive in, I would encourage you to take that step, to take the first step by contacting us, contacting me. Send me an email, again, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, or send us a text, or make a call, because we'd love to talk to you about the opportunities here. And there are great opportunities, there really are. I mean, sometimes within sales departments, there's such a battle for territory. Got a lot of territory you can cover here in the Wausau area, be able to sell our programming, our local programming right here on this show, sell some of the very popular and interesting shows that air before and after me here during the course of the day. We are, again, the only Wausau radio station that provides play-by-play of high school sports. And again, the combination, I think, of the work, but also the people that you work for. And believe me, I know over the years there have been situations where you feel either uncomfortable or don't feel like you're getting the support you need. That's never been the case at Civic Media. And I do think that if you're somebody that does have the feel, hey, I need another challenge or another opportunity, I would encourage you. And again, this is not just because I'm here at Civic Media right now, but based on my experiences, based on my history, and based on what I've learned over the past, 25 and a half months now, 2 years, 1.5 months since Civic Media bought WXCO and bought me basically with the furniture. It has been really an outstanding company to work for. I mean, they really do think of their employees. They give, you know, wonderful, you know, pay and benefits. And really for broadcasting, it's been a real bright experience. So again, if you're somebody that either has sales experience, somebody who has maybe the itch to try it or to learn more about it, again, I would encourage you. The first step would be send me an email, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. You can send us a text, give us a call as well. Go to our website, go to bullfallsradio.com, go to civicmedia.us. You can find more information as well. So again, just wanted to add to that promo you just heard, because I do think that there's wonderful opportunities here. If you're somebody that is a go-getter, that somebody that does have the ability to talk to businesses and business owners, there could be some really, really wonderful opportunities for you here at WXCO and Civic Media. Coming up at the top of the hour, CBS News update. Obviously, over the weekend, another incident down in Florida concerning the former president of the United States. And even beyond that, there was just, again, the craziness around Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Again, this racist campaign that involves legal Haitian immigrants, legal status for these folks in Ohio, and the way that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are treating those people is disturbing beyond the pale. I'm going to discuss that during the course of the second hour. Again, we will have special guests from the Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks coming in to join us as well at 9:34. Again, it's going to be another warm one here in north central Wisconsin. Beautiful start
temperature in the low to mid 60s. Got some sunshine out there, and very happy that you're with us. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.